This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Milky Monday.
Dave, there's plenty of wonder in the dairy markets these days.
Well, there's a lot of milk out there, Lee, and pretty well throughout the U.S., with the exception maybe out west and certainly in California. In the last milk production report in February, 12 of the top 24 states in milk production were negative growth versus last year. So it's interesting because I think that does show some signs of strain on the farm. So on-farm economics, obviously, we know are not great, and there is some pain, and there's probably some changes up in feed and such. So that's going to keep an undercurrent underneath the market. But then we have to deal with situations like we had in March, where we had a big surge in prices to the upside on cheese, and now it's come off a little bit. We're still, we typically average about $1.65, $1.70 in the month of March.
StoneX Dairy Group broker Dave Krasowski in Chicago.
Tuesday.
Joining us, Connie Kuber, co-owner of Connor AgriScience, to talk a little bit about the importance of silage safety.
We, Ron and I, learned an awful lot from Dr. Keith Bolson, and probably I think many of your listeners had met Keith before or had him come and work at your farm. He was a master of silage, and his passion was silage safety. He would give several presentations and educate people about the dangers of both making and managing silage. He traveled all over the world. So the Safety Foundation that he founded, a brainchild of his that we helped him get started since he passed away a couple of years ago. We've worked with that. There's a board of directors that promotes silage safety. And I am no Keith Bolson, and none of the board of directors are a Keith Bolson, but we're trying our best to fill some very, very large shoes that he was so successful at teaching people and really, really cared about the farmers that he worked with.
Wednesday.
There's so many different organ systems that an animal has. You have the cardiopulmonary system, you have the musculoskeletal system, you have the skin. And the only one that's easy for us to visualize on a live animal is the skin. We can see skin diseases like ringworm or even things like pink eye. And while ringworm might not be a disease of significant health impact or economic impact, the reason that ringworm is concerning to me is it is a hallmark sign of poorly functioning immune system. As so many times I've seen calves with severe ringworm, and after 6 months on a better fortified calf starter or calf grower, that ringworm goes away. We can get that ringworm completely cleaned up in these post-wean calves through better vitamin entrenchment and fortification through the feed. So just something to think about. If you see those calves with a rough hair coat or ringworm or pink eye, that is the window into the immune system. If their skin is exhibiting signs of disease, their immune system is run down and they are not functioning 100%. So as the skin goes, the immune system goes.
Thursday.
Joining us is Dr. Kristen Reed of the Department of Animal Science at Cornell University. Tell us a little bit about this Herd Health Conference.
Yeah, so the Herd Health and Nutrition Conference is a conference that's hosted jointly by the Pro Dairy Extension Department at Cornell University and the Northeast Agribusiness and Feed Alliance. And we come together to bring in relevant topics that inform management practices to improve herd health and, of course, nutrition to bring the best science to our dairy farmers in this region.
A twofold approach where you have both the mission of the college and you also have industry influencing that, telling you what really needs to be.
Absolutely, yeah. It's that collaboration, I think, that has really benefited the industry between our cutting-edge scientists and the industry members telling us what works and what doesn't.
Friday.
For our listeners, rumination is a process in dairy cows that they bring up a bolus of feed from the rumen, rechew it, reducing particle size, mix it with saliva, and swallow it. That improves the rumen environment on these cows and changes rate of passage and improves feed digestibility. In behaviors, well, how much of this occurs on dairy farms? So to do this, a paper in the January 2022 Journal of Dairy Science by Dr. Kevin Haventeen from Penn State University, and he did a meta-analysis. Let's look at all the data. Lots of cows, lots of numbers, and lots of statistics that we can work with. And so Dr. Haventeen got 130 journal articles that he surveyed between 1986 and 2018, 479 treatments. So a lot of data on these, of course, all Holsteins, cows that were in lactation.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.